You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. If you're listening in real time, you are listening while we are experiencing a rather interesting energy here in August 2021. The recent energy forecast I shared on the podcast, you can scroll back to episode 121, spoke to the themes of timing, surrender, and allowing things to coalesce in the ether before we see and potentially understand them in the physical earthly plane. So just how do we find that balance point between planning and surrender and even an active sense of going with the flow? This, my friends, is where our exploration takes us today. So let's start with planning. Planning, of course, we all know so well. It's based in the very logical, very rational part of our lives, in our mind. It allows us to turn up on time to appointments or to consider our finances for today and the future, or to ensure we have completed all the tasks on some, you know, to-do list by certain deadlines, whether those deadlines are real or imagined. In my book, You Already Know, I say that plans soothe the rational mind. But as the well-known Woody Allen quote suggests, plans will only make God or the universe or source laugh. Our rational mind must become a faithful servant of the intuitive mind, so that our logical plans are tasked towards aligning with our divine life path, not detouring from it. Fixed plans can place blinkers in your scope of vision, blinding you to all the other wonderful opportunities on the periphery. And that's usually where the universe is trying to get your attention. With the blinkers off, life serendipitously lines up before us, bringing us the people, opportunities, and situations we need in any given moment. So, we need to find a balance point between allowing our rational mind to take care of life's daily details, but also coming back into our center to understand the path we're walking and if we should be staying on it. It requires, from time to time, that we must surrender our plans, or at least know which ones to surrender and when. So let's shift the conversation then, or the exploration, towards what I mean by surrender. What I mean is an active surrender. And it's a surrendering to source or God or the universe or whatever it is that you want to call it. Just insert your word here. Now, the kind of surrender I'm talking to is not a passive surrender. It is not about passively giving in. And it's certainly not relinquishing your accountability and self-responsibility. But instead, I'm talking about a deepening of our trust and connection to our own inner wisdom. Then, surrendering our rational plans to that bigger plan that life has for you and for all of us. Exploring that monthly energy forecast back in episode 121, I believe it was, I spoke of the need for surrender. It is part of the energy that is at play if you're listening in real time. And so in real time, we are definitely seeing this Delta variant of COVID-19 really changing the course and the dialogue around this global pandemic. Now, I'm going to use this as an example for surrender. And it might touch on a few triggers, perhaps. And so I invite you to look at what comes up for you as I'm speaking to this example. Of course, it's not the only example, but it's certainly one that we are all only too familiar with right now. Now, lockdown after lockdown have been announced here in Australia, which is certainly requiring us en masse to surrender our plans. And in that episode that I'm referring to, I spoke to that idea of surrender. The following episode, which was just the last episode, I shared some of the Q&As and the information in my latest book, Asking for a Friend. And I included the notion that all of life is working for us, even a pandemic. And so the surrendering of our plans right now, in this example of the lockdowns and this changing nature of the global pandemic, is requiring us to trust that there is something bigger than all of us occurring here. It is just showing up through the classroom of a pandemic. Our own plans are detoured, delayed, or even decimated. We must grieve this loss, to be sure. And we can see so many struggle and rebel and question the changing of these plans and the apparent lack of control that we might feel inside of this situation. We might feel that in any given moment before it passes again. This is somewhat akin to the notion of surrendering to a higher power's plan for our lives. And outside of the pandemic, we have felt that at other points in our lives, at an individual level. This surrendering to a higher power's plan for our lives may be when the plans are decimated, when changes rush in, when changes have blindsided us and, as I say, really wreak havoc with the rational plans that we've had for our lives. And yet, to surrender, to be curious about what else might open up before us is what allows new solutions to emerge. The releasing of what was is the equivalent of opening a tightly gripped hand that allows us to receive something new. When we're gripping tight-fisted to something, it's very difficult for us to reach out and take what else is coming to us. So our plans, and perhaps more accurately, the tighter we cling to them, is often where surrender allows us to open to something new. Of course, there always comes a time to process the trauma, the grief, the frustrations, the resistance, the anger, the denial, all of the stages that come with plans that change. But that's not possible. The processing is not possible while we're also still railing against it. Surrendering to life's plans for us also come through other big life events at a very individual level. But I think the global pandemic is such a timely experience, one we are all so familiar with, that is happening en masse. And remember that what happens collectively is reflective of what also happens individually. And so at that individual level, we are all too familiar with individual life events like job loss, illness, the death of a loved one, and of course, as we've seen this past year, in the shape of a global pandemic. It's also a really big theme in the questions that I chose to include in my more recent book, Asking for a Friend. And I actually shared a few of those specific questions and Spirit's answers in last week's episode. And so you might want to go back and listen to that if you haven't already, or just revisit it as a build on from today's discussion. Fighting and pushing against these kinds of events. So when there is job loss or illness, or, you know, some other sort of life event that may come along and knock the wind out of our sails and derail our plans. When we're fighting and pushing against it, it only exhausts us. And as I say that, actually, Chris, my spiritual support team, show me a picture. It's almost a cartoonesque, this clairvoyant image I have, of sort of this big, tall giant, arm outstretched with a smaller person in front, and the giant's hand is on the smaller person's forehead, and the smaller person is, you know, running on the spot and swinging their arms, trying to attack the giant. But the giant is just too big. And so if you were to picture that yourselves, you can also understand how exhausted that smaller person might become against a giant. It's very difficult to beat the giant in that way. Surrendering allows us to drop the resistance. It's the idea, you know, of dropping the principle. Not that the principle isn't important, but fighting for the principle is the equivalent of being the smaller person trying to fight against the giant. Surrendering also allows us to drop that angst. Now, if you keep picturing this clairvoyant image that I am seeing, that Chris is showing to me, where we can see both the giant and the smaller person in front of us, the smaller person flailing and trying to punish the giant, trying to push them off. The giant's hand is, you know, holding a force in a particular direction. It's holding the smaller person's forehead so that they can't move forward. But if that smaller person was to stop, then the resistance drops, the exhaustion drops, and they are likely to be able to center themselves once more and find a new way forward. This kind of surrender in our lives, whatever the circumstances, pandemic or individual, is often part of the spiritual journey. That return to ourselves and our connection to our own divine life path, not our rational mind's plan for our lives. And I want to make a distinction here. It is something that I am toying with and questioning in my own life. Because often we can receive a certain amount of guidance. We can feel like we do know our own divine life path and actually become so fixed to the idea of our divine life path that we resist a new giant, a new force that comes along and surprises us that we weren't anticipating. And so we think that we're on our divine life path, but life can still come in and surprise us. So even when we know our purpose, when we know what we're here to share and offer and learn, new lessons will always turn up. Surrendering our plans can be as simple as knowing it's time to take a break, rather than maybe pushing through the afternoon scheduled to-do list. But it can also be recognizing when we're pushing and forcing something into being that just isn't meant to be. And while I don't think that the universe or God or source is, you know, kind of that giant energy, the symbolism here is still the same. I often describe it as standing at the ocean's edge, arms outstretched, and believing you can stem the tide. There are just some forces that are bigger than our will and our desire. And surrender allows us to recognize the difference. I've also heard it said that when you're in the ocean, it is better to surrender and ride a rip or a rip tide rather than fighting against it. It's the same as flowing with the stream rather than swimming against it. It doesn't mean that we don't want to be somewhere else. It just means that we have to take a deep breath, allow ourselves to be moved somewhere new, regather ourselves, and then figure out what's next. Ideally, by tuning in to our guidance. To recognize the difference when it's time to plan and push versus that surrender, we must come back to our center. We must work through our inner world to even recognize the places where we have become fixed, where we have become so tightly gripped to our ideas and our expectations and our beliefs of how our life and our world should be. In recognizing the difference and coming back to our center and doing that inner work, we can also consult with our spiritual support team and, of course, our soul. In that surrender, we come back into that stillness and space and silence. We listen. Our bodies begin to know at a very deep level, more than perhaps our rational mind understands. And from that place, we once again get clear guidance to begin again. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.